WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Tens of thousands of attendees of the Burning Man Festival in Nevada are expected to begin driving out today after rain and mud cut off the only road. Corrine Valdovinos from Minneapolis is there.
This is meant to be unpredictable, and that's exactly what we got.
One person died during the festival. The local sheriff's office has not revealed the cause, only saying it's unrelated to the heavy storms. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston reports on previous weather woes.
The festival has faced weather-related difficulties in the past, from heat waves to dust storms. But attendees who have gone for more than a decade say they've never experienced a disaster like this.
It may be the unofficial end to summer, but thermometers across the country won't be registering it just yet, as the Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele explains.
We're talking 167 million above 90 degrees today. Tomorrow's no picnic either. I think the record potential will be from the Great Lakes to the Plains, also the Mid-Atlantic up to New York City.
Minnesota's Department of Corrections says an inmate takeover of a prison living unit has been resolved without incident.
Corrections officials say an emergency situation at Minnesota Correctional Facility Stillwater has been resolved after about 100 inmates in one living unit refused to return to their cells. DOC Commissioner Paul Schnell says the prison has had to limit time outside cells because it's understaffed. In 2018, the facility was the site of an officer's murder at the hands of an inmate.
Correspondent Matt Piper reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced he's replacing his defense minister. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab explains why.
Alexei Reznikov will be remembered for convincing his counterparts around the world that the impossible was possible, that by arming Ukraine, it could push back powerful Russia. But as the summer offensive grinds on with limited gains, President Zelensky said it was time for a, quote, different approach.
President Biden is in Philadelphia for a Labor Day parade and festival. KYW-TV's Brandon Goldner.
He's expected to attend a rally at the Sheet Metal Workers Local 19 office. Afterwards, union members and their families will march to Penn's Landing, where the festival will be held. President Biden has repeatedly said he intends to be the most pro-union president in history.
Key West, Florida held a festive parade known as a Second Line March. It was in honor of singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, who died Friday at the age of 76. Buffett was a longtime resident of the city. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It can be
your
stressful.
Home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin is reminding monopoly utility customers to weigh in on rate increases they may face over the next 2 years. Four major utilities serving Wisconsin are seeking to increase bills that, if approved, would take effect on January 1st. Over the next few weeks, Madison Gas and Electric, XL Energy, Alliant Wisconsin Power and Light, Wisconsin Public Service, and We Energies will all hold hearings open to the public. COVID-19 hospital stays in Wisconsin and around the U.S. are on the rise, but they're still close to all-time lows. A new offshoot of the Omicron variant is the cause for concern. There are three confirmed cases of BA286 in three states, including Michigan. So far, there are no confirmed cases in Wisconsin. A new round of booster shots will be available starting later this month, but experts say it's too soon to tell how effective it will be against this new strain. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
.5 The Tap.
After 9 o'clock, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, Taking Care of Business, Bachman Turner Overdrive. That's like the anthem for Labor Day weekend, right? First of September today, Labor Day Monday, getting ready for the big Labor Day weekend. Hope you're going to have some fun times, some big plans for the weekend. Should be a pretty nice weekend. Most areas of Wisconsin looking for highs in the 90s tomorrow, Sunday and Monday. Looking for highs today in the mid-80s throughout most of western Wisconsin. 62 degrees right now in La Crosse, 59 in Richland Center, 62 in Eau Claire. And the next thing I want to mention here on the Stu Daniels Show is this story about Governor Kemp down in Georgia. And I know that some of my listeners are what they would describe as old-time Republicans, like... John McCain style Republican, Bob Dole Republican, or even a Tommy Thompson Republican. And they, these old time Republicans, don't always agree with the MAGA crowd. And it appears as though the governor of Georgia is among that crowd of the old time Republicans. I don't know if you saw this headline, but Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia rejects the calls to discipline or remove Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis. After the Trump indictment, of course, the MAGA crowd wanted to go after the Fulton County District Attorney. And there's talk, there's rumors that they want to remove her, right? Since she's, quote, going after Donald Trump. I have a story here from USA Today. This was published yesterday afternoon. And it says here that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is rejecting calls to discipline or remove Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis from her position following the fourth indictment of former President Donald Trump. Willis, a Democrat and the first Black woman to serve in the position, has become a lightning rod for attacks by supporters of the former president, who was indicted by grand jury along with 18 others in a case Willis brought alleging a conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Quote, as long as I'm governor, we are going to follow the law and the Constitution, regardless of who it helps politically, Kemp said during a press conference yesterday, Thursday. And I should remind you that he is a Republican. The governor said calling a special session of the Georgia legislature to remove Willis from her position, which some Trump-aligned legislators have demanded, is not feasible and, quote, may ultimately prove to be unconstitutional. Up to this point, I have not seen any evidence that D.A. Willis's actions or lack thereof warrant action by the Prosecuting Attorney Oversight Commission, he said. But that will ultimately be a decision the commission will make. Kemp signed a state law this year creating a new panel dubbed the Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission that can discipline, remove, or apply measures against prosecutors who are not following the law. Kemp's comments come after a call from a Georgia faith leader representing more than 530 churches or the governor to publicly oppose Republican efforts to remove or discipline Fonnie Willis. Bishop Reginald T. Jackson, head of the African Methodist Episcopal Church in Georgia, sent a letter to Kemp last week. It comes at a time when Republican governors are cracking down on liberal-leaning prosecutors. And I think in most cases, liberal-leaning would only have to mean that they are Democrats. So we'll have to see what happens there. Republicans wanting to crack down, kick her out of office so that she cannot prosecute the former president. See what happens. I'll try to keep you informed on that subject. 13 minutes after 9 o'clock now, and speaking of the former president, have you seen any of the videos that he's been posting on his Truth Social account? It seems like he may be going off the rails, so to speak. I have a headline here from The Independent. It's always interesting to look at things from an outside perspective. The Independent, a British newspaper. TheIndependent.com is where I'm at. It says Trump posts a staggering 31 videos ranting at political opponents in one day. Trump targets everyone from Joe Biden to Rupert Murdoch in new video series on Truth Social. This piece was posted last night. It says here that Donald Trump on Wednesday went on a ranting spree where he posted 31 angry videos in 5 hours, targeting an array of people from President Joe Biden to his own Attorney General Bill Barr. And he says, or it says, the former president began the series on Truth Social with a 42-second clip of him bragging about leading with big numbers in the Republican primary race. He falsely claimed that his recent interview with Tucker Carlson beat Oprah's with Michael Jackson as the most watched in history, while wrongly stating that the first Republican primary debate on Fox News was one of the lowest rated ever, if not the lowest. So it sounds like he's just making things up now, making things up out of thin air and just ranting and raving and going on about things, even if they're not true. While the interview shared on Carlson's X account appears to have garnered 263 million views, that metric only measures the number of people who may have seen the post, including those who may have just scrolled by the post, according to Newsweek. The videos then went on to target President Biden, the Department of Justice, Democrats, Fox News, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, and media mogul Rupert Murdoch. Here's a quote: "Crooked Joe Biden is completely controlled by China, Ukraine, and various other countries," Mr. Trump said, appearing to read from a teleprompter. He went on to add that the mentioned countries know everything about the president, along with his misdeeds, which Mr. Trump said were many. "He is a corrupt person. He is a compromised..." Let's see here. My screen jumped around. Excuse me for just a second while I find where I was. It says, "He is a corrupt person. He is a compromised president leading the country to hell." He said, adding that Mr. Biden was a Manchurian candidate. In a follow-up video, the former president said Biden's only campaign strategy was to indict him. Trump then pivoted to Afghanistan, accusing the president of leaving the conflict-torn country in shame and defeat. The 45th president turned to what he called left-wing lunatics to rant about their alleged bid to bring back COVID-19 lockdowns ahead of the 2024 elections, in an effort to justify more censorship, illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies. Yeah, I am sure that Democrats and the left-wing lunatics want to bring back COVID-19 lockdowns. Man, it is obvious that Trump is just making stuff up right now and using every persuasive idea he can possibly think of. I'll get back to this piece from The Independent. It says, after sharing a few more videos, Trump paused to wish everyone in Florida dealing with Hurricane Idalia well, before swiftly returning to post more ramblings. He said the security tapes from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida that were leaked or otherwise stated were deleted or altered were in fact handed over to the authorities by him. "It was a fake story," he rued. Trump alleged that the country has a Department of Injustice that was rigging the election for President Biden. He again falsely reiterated that he won the election in Georgia, despite being charged along with 18 others for allegedly participating in a wide-ranging illegal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Does anybody really believe I lost Georgia? Because I don't, he added. Former president claimed Fox News and the Wall Street Journal fights him because Mr. Murdoch is a globalist and I am America first. It's very simple and it will always be that way, so get used to it, he added. Yeah, it sounds like somebody who may have been drinking too much. Trump says he doesn't drink, so I don't know, but he's obviously ranting right now. Maybe that's all he has left. 918, stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's going to be another hot one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 96 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20 today. Tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. 93 our high tomorrow. Wednesday, a lot cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I can't stay much longer, Melinda. The sun is getting high. I can't help you with your trouble if you would help with mine. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, gotta get down to keep me up just one more night. I can't sleep here no more. Little Ben clock says 7:45. You kept me up till 4. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, or I can't work there no more.
A lot of poor men make a $5 bill, but keep him happy all the time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry.
Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your ship down the mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
That's where I mainly spend my time. Make good money, $5 a day. Made any more, I might move away. A lot of poor men got the Cumberland blues. He can't win for losing. A lot of poor men got to walk the line just to pay his union dues. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now. I just
another
don't
song
know
about working in a mine, working in the Cumberland Mine. Grateful Dead for you on a Friday morning, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 67 degrees in Amory right now, and also 67 degrees up in Hayward. So we know about, and by the way, I should mention, if you have
an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. Phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that's 715-388-7155. I would be interested to hear what you have to say. And also, if you want to send me an email message, you can do that. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. So we know that here in the United States, our Constitution provides us certain inalienable rights, right? The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the right to be left alone and pursue our dreams. Well, what about other things? Like, what about the right to health care? Should that be guaranteed? And also, what about the right to a clean environment as American citizens? Is that something that we have a right to? Should we expect that our government will look out for us and make sure that the environment, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, is it their responsibility? Is it the responsibility of the government to make sure that we have a clean environment? Is that a right of the citizens of the United States? I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is an opinion piece from the Journal Sentinel. It says, Montana climate change lawsuit affirms the right to a clean environment. Youth are already experiencing the mental and physical harm that climate change causes. I'll give you a little bit of this before we have to head to our next break. It says, in June of this year, 16 young Montanans filed a constitutional climate lawsuit against the state of Montana, stating they had a right to a clean and healthful environment. The youth allege that the state of Montana, by supporting a fossil fuel-driven energy system that worsens the climate crisis, is violating their constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment, to seek safety, health, and happiness, and to individual dignity and equal protection of the law. Article 9, Section 1 of the Montana State Constitution reads, quote, the state and each person shall maintain and improve a clean and healthful environment in Montana for present and future generations, end quote. The young people received guidance from Our Children's Trust law firm on August 14th, just a couple weeks ago. A Montana judge agreed. Some say this ruling may have a long-lasting impact on other lawsuits in motion regarding similar constitutional rights in several other states. A similar case will soon be heard in Oregon. And I'll give you a little bit more of this story when we get back from the break. Got to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Tens of thousands are still waiting to leave the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert after intense rain and mud. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston on the current situation there.
The some 70,000 attendees were advised to shelter in place and ration supplies. Sherilyn Lee is taking refuge in her RV.
Food, water, ice would be a luxury.
Another heat wave is descending on parts of the U.S. The Weather Channel meteorologist Lynette Charles has the forecast.
We do have potential record highs across much of the nation as we head through the midweek. The heat is going to be quite dangerous.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced he's replacing his defense minister at the BBC's Paul Adams from Kyiv.
There is no suggestion that Mr. Reznikov himself is under suspicion of corruption, but there have been a number of scandals this year involving the Ministry of Defense.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. New proposed legislation in Wisconsin would require that child sexual abuse prevention be taught in schools. The law would require instruction in K-12 school districts to inform students about childhood sexual abuse and the warning signs. Wisconsin would be the 29th state in the country to enact Aaron's Law, and every state that has yet to pass it is currently considering it. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families reports 3.4 per 1,000 children were victims of maltreatment in 2021. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued a red flag warning yesterday afternoon for 22 counties across the state, warning of high or very high fire danger. As a potentially record-breaking heat wave rolls through the state, the Department of Natural Resources is asking Wisconsin residents to avoid outdoor burning until conditions improve, operate heavy equipment early in the day or late in the evening, and report fires early. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Thank you.
September. That's only the 1st of September, but that's close enough, right? 9:37, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. That's the Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone. I'm talking about the 3rd of September, but we're close enough, right? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 68 degrees in La Crosse right now, 61 degrees in Richland Center. And just before the break, we were discussing rights. Civil rights, the rights of Americans to have a clean environment. Is that a right of the citizens of the United States? You may have heard about this lawsuit in Montana considering climate change. The headline from an opinion piece that I was reading just before the break, this piece, by the way, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Montana climate change lawsuit affirms right to clean environment. And we may see lawsuits like the one from Montana pop up in other states. Could it happen in Wisconsin? I'm going to pick up where I left off. There was a Nobel Peace Prize winner that testified about climate change at the trial in Montana. His name is Steve Running. He's a professor emeritus of ecosystem and conservation sciences at the University of Montana. Also at the trial was Jonathan Patz, distinguished professor, and John P. Holton, chair of health and the environment at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. There's always a Wisconsin connection. These two guys were co-winners of the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for their work on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They were at the trial in June in Helena, Montana, and they are also members of the National Academy of Sciences and Medicine, respectively. Running testified about how human-caused climate change is amplifying the hydrologic cycle, whereby wet areas are getting wetter and dry areas are getting drier. Snowpack seasons are shortening, resulting in the drying of mountain forests, leading to increased intensity and frequency of wildfires, not just in Montana, but in many areas of the country. Running described an increasingly dire situation of wildfires getting more severe and more frequent in Western North America, causing health impacts across the nation as heavy fossil fuel use continues to churn out emissions at levels that continue to accelerate global heating. Along with more severe wildfires, Montana is experiencing more extreme heat days, more extreme droughts, more extreme flooding, warming of rivers and streams, and declining winter snowpack. The namesake glaciers of Glacier National Park are melting. Specifically, Running noted that Montana air temperatures are rising 0.42 degrees Fahrenheit per decade since 1950, right? That's almost a half a degree every decade. And spring snowmelt is 2 weeks earlier since 1950. And Montana isn't the only state experiencing extreme weather events due to fossil fuel combustion. And I would guess that no matter where you live in Wisconsin, you've probably noticed a difference over the past several decades. If you're at least 40 or 50 years old, you probably notice a pretty big difference from when you were a kid, right? I'll get back to the story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This opinion piece says, one only needs to look at the catastrophic wildfires in Maui that started on August 8th to see what's coming for many areas of the country that have failed to take aggressive action to address climate change impacts. It only takes a spark to start a deadly chain reaction that leads to tragedies like those experienced in Lahaina on the island of Maui. Sadly, Hawaii isn't the only state experiencing the impacts of severe droughts. There are currently wildfires burning thousands of acres in Texas, Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Washington, Oregon, Colorado. And there's no end in sight unless we fully address the climate crisis. Young people are already suffering from climate crisis. Pats observed other testimony at the trial that is important for young and old alike. Psychiatrist Lisa Van Susteren testified that there are significant increases in anxiety, in depression, despair, and a growing feeling of anger and powerlessness among our young people. The mental health impacts are just starting to surface. Imagine the lasting impact that the Maui wildfires will have on generations to come. And there will be many more wildfires that will impact scores of people of all ages if we fail to act. Pediatrician Lori Byron testified that wildfires, smoke conditions, and extreme temperatures can damage the lungs and brains of children, which are still developing, more than they can those of adults. She also described the emotional impact of experiencing such extreme conditions, testifying that they amount to adverse childhood experiences. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, such experiences can have lifetime impact. So what can we do? Let's start with our governments. Instead of streamlining approvals of new coal-generated power plants, look first to other energy sources: solar, wind, nuclear, geothermal. All are viable energy sources that will help all states grappling with very real consequences for climate change. Then, let's look at our own actions. Are there things we as individuals can be doing to reduce our carbon footprint? There are many things we can do to do our part to reduce the burning of fossil fuels. And here are a few ideas from the UW-Madison Office of Sustainability. When the 16 young people in Montana went up against the fossil fuel industry and bureaucracy, some thought it was a publicity stunt, but they prevailed. due to the overwhelming climate science experts who have been warning everyone for years about the impacts. We hope the results of this trial can accelerate the political momentum needed to bring about a net zero carbon emissions and climate stabilized world. So again, that's an opinion piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with a couple of gentlemen, Steve Running and Jonathan Patz, both of them professors who've been studying this subject for many years. And I think it's something that we should pay attention to, right? How much time do we have left? Obviously, we've seen some big changes. You know, it wasn't that long ago that when people would say, I don't believe in that climate change stuff. I don't believe in that global warming thing. And you might question, it's like, well, is it real? Is it really happening? But we don't have to wonder anymore. It's all around us. We're seeing the effects. Seems like every year is the hottest year on record. And every month that goes by is the hottest month. It's been the hottest June and the hottest July ever on record. Is that just some coincidence? No, it's because you can prove in a laboratory that when you introduce carbon emissions into an environment, things warm up just the way it is. Nothing you can do about that. But there are things we can do about our climate. It's not too late. And each one of us has to do our own part. Try to make your carbon footprint smaller. All right. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Papa was a holy soul.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's going to be another hot one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 96 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20 today. Tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. 93 our high tomorrow. Wednesday, a lot cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Life. That's what workers do, right? Playing some music for the Labor Day weekend. Bruce Springsteen, he's a man of the working class, or at least he was. I don't know if he's part of the working class anymore, but he's still viewed that way because that's where he came from, right? From a blue-collar background town in New Jersey, Freehold, New Jersey. People worked hard. That song about his dad working hard at the factory and coming home and having a beer. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 69 degrees in Amory right now, 67 in Hayward on this Friday before Labor Day weekend, the first day of September. And I want to talk about banning books and free speech. And, you know, there have been a lot of books banned over the years, over the past 100 years or so. Seems like conservatives especially want to ban access to certain books because they may talk about race or they may discuss sexual activity in a way that they don't approve of, even though sexual activity is a big part of life, right? Well, let me ask my conservative listeners, do you ever watch pornography on the internet? And if you do, how would you feel about having to show your ID before you watch the pornography? Well, that's already going on in several states. For instance, down in Louisiana, at the beginning of the year, they began requiring age ID verification on websites deemed to contain a substantial portion of adult content. And now other states have passed similar legislation, including Texas and Utah, Montana and Virginia, Arkansas and Mississippi. And if you don't watch pornography on the internet, you may not, or you may think that this doesn't even apply to you. Keep in mind, conservatives especially want to ban, in addition to pornography, they want to ban books, access to movies and other things that they don't agree with. that have views that aren't part of their views. All right. So to give you an illustration of this, I have a story here from Rolling Stone that was posted yesterday by Miles Klee. The headline says, Texas anti-porn law blocked and crucial win for free speech advocates. If you are a supporter of free speech, then you should be happy about this. It says the tide has begun to turn against states with Republican-backed legislation restricting access to adult websites. A Texas law designed to put strict controls on access to adult websites was blocked by a federal judge on Thursday, yesterday, one day before it was to go into effect. That was supposed to go into effect today. In a decision that could prove a bellwether for similar legal challenges now playing out across the country. Since the beginning of 2023, this year, when the state of Louisiana began requiring age ID verification on websites deemed to contain a substantial portion of adult content, Texas, Utah, Montana, Virginia, Arkansas, and Mississippi have passed copycat legislation. Other states are currently weighing similar measures. Could that happen in Wisconsin? The trend indicates a renewed effort by Republicans to limit overall access to pornography under the guise of protecting children. But opponents of these bills, such as the Free Speech Coalition, the FSC, a trade association of the adult entertainment industry that filed the lawsuit over the Texas law, along with co-plaintiffs, including Pornhub owner MindGeek, argue that they are unconstitutional insofar as they violate the First Amendment. Internet freedom advocates argue that their implementation entails enormous privacy risks, including the possibility that the government could monitor your consumption of adult content. States have also granted themselves wide latitude in how they define such material. These laws theoretically give them means to crack down on sites offering resources related to safe sex or abortion, gender-affirming care, and LGBTQ communities. In a last-minute ruling, Judge David A. Ezra of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas agreed with FSC's list of objections to the state's anti-porn law, known as HB 1181, which was to be enforced starting today, September 1st. His decision to block the law with a preliminary injunction while the lawsuit proceeds noted that HB 1181, aside from overstepping First Amendment protections for speech, was both less effective and more invasive than existing parental filters on internet-enabled devices. He likewise concurred that adult sites could not be compelled to display dubious health warnings about pornographic material as the law required. So, with that in mind, maybe watch some pornography this weekend before it's taken away. I'm not making any suggestions. I'm just saying there may come a day when you have to show your ID just to be able to view pornography on the internet. Man, we've run out of time. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Do something nice for someone today, and I'll see you Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.